Kill, kill, kill. Ah, thank you, Silence the Voice. Yeah, somebody's like, last time I picked up a hitchhiker, I'm getting all the hitchhiker stories now. And the good one I got was from our friend Dave Eggleston. Dave is all over the place with memes and things. He's quick. He writes and he says, I picked up a hitchhiker once. I stopped to get gas after my second shift a year out of high school. An old man approached me for a ride, and immediately I was like, nope, not going to do it. Then while I was getting gas, I watched him at the station. He looked like someone's grandpa. And I called him over. I said, I'll help you out. And he was going my direction. About 45 minutes is how far the trip was. So as soon as I got on the interstate, I asked him if his car was broken down or what happened. He said, no, I just got out of Leavenworth. Wow. So then I noticed he was dressed exactly like Jay Leno. Everything he had on was denim. Spent most of the time trying to fish while he was in prison. Car theft was as much as I got. Long ride, no blowjob. Thanks, Dave.
Poor guy.
Again, he just got out of jail and no one was there to pick him up. This is what I'm talking about. These are people that you don't want to associate with. No one came to pick up the Canadian tuxedo guy the day he gets out of Leavenworth.
You forget 20 years.
He's burned every bridge possible. He's shown no redemptive quality in jail that anybody's like, hey, he's pretty great. No, you just don't pick up hitchhikers. The signs say so, but again, I don't know who they're communicating with. I have no one in my life that I know. Brady, you might be the only one if I was pressed to say, who in your world would pick up a hitchhiker? You would be the only one that I feel like might do it.
Yeah.
Just out of kindness, if the guy had like a beef jerky stand that had blown over or something. I think you might do it. Outside of that, I don't think you're picking up somebody just thumbing a ride.
Haven't.
Just don't. Even the Bud Light commercial a couple years ago, remember? It's like, oh, let's pick up a hitchhiker. And it's like, oh, my God, he's got a chainsaw. He's the maniac. The only time I've ever seen it work out in movies was Field of Dreams when they picked up Moonlight Graham.
That's right.
That's the only time. And, you know, could use all the positive energy we can get in pops Moonlight Graham. Which was a nice thing. I don't know. Did you guys watch Jeopardy last night, by the way?
No.
All right. They had a guy on named Elliot. And Elliot is the living embodiment of every black comedian's impression of a white nerd. I've never seen it. I thought it was fake. Because while they're talking to him, he's like,
well, I was attempting to produce a molecule that brings love into the world without having to actually approach a female. Flavin.
And I'm looking at turn to Megan. I'm like, this isn't real. Is it like this guy's really? And he's like,
I'll have Capitol Rivers for $1,000, please, Ken.
This isn't real. So I'm sitting there thinking I was the only one. I got two emails this morning. Did you watch Jeopardy last night? This dude wasn't real, was he? Couldn't have been. Elliot lost. But now I know what black people see whenever they do impressions of white people. Because it was him.
Well,
like Urkel.
It was, but no, Urkel was black, Brady. You're missing the point of this whole
gotcha.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. See, no, Brady somehow or another wanted to twist it. No, it's every black comedian making fun of a white guy was on Jeopardy last night, and it was hilarious.
Ken, there are two things I like to do, sleep and dream. And I dream often of the females. Okay.
Ken Jennings like, ooh,
this guy?
Elliot, there he is. Nice catch, Brett. And he went up against that lady who didn't wash her hair. And the Asian guy with Bell's palsy who can't say blunder.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's what a great. Motley crew this is.
An ugly bunch. Man. Well, you don't turn to Jeopardy for the models. You're not really popping Jeopardy on going, man, this is a sexy bunch. Occasionally you'll get one that you're like, I bet you she'd shock you in a bikini. Like she tears the librarian type stuff. But Elliot was super nerd. It was hilarious. And then the show was just even better because he was doing well. And you're like, Elliot might be there for a few days. But no, Bell's palsy Asian took him out.
Brian Chang.
Five-time champion.
He's a five-time champion. That's right. Did you just see that?
No, because I remember yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was a four-time. Yeah, he's down five. That's right, because he got the tie. That's right, he's a five-timer. Who knows? He's going to the Tournament of Champions now, so we're going to see his half a mouth later on in the big tourney. Who will host it? No one knows. It's pretty great. And Brian Spangler texts over and says, man, those prisoners that are out are good for $35,000 apiece. There's a $70,000 reward. He goes, with no Easter keg hunt, I think maybe this is what I'm going to do with my time. I'm going to go down and take a look for them. It is kind of weird that they say, don't pick up hitchhikers But if you find them, there's $70K in it for you. Isn't that like the opposite? But help us find them and do something about it if you get them. Any information leading to their arrest, they say. But if you saw them and you called the cops, and they got up and started to move around, and there they go. You'd follow them. You'd be around it, right? So in a way, they're saying don't do anything about it, except we'll pay you if you do.
Yeah, just hop in the back of the Brinks.
Yeah.
We gotcha.
But right then and there, I would call the cops and then offer them a ride. I got them for sure. And then I'd pull over and something's wrong with the car, and I'd get out, and I'd just start running.
You wonder how much they do get out of that, reward thing.
I don't know how. Have you ever met anybody that's I got this car because I turned in some prisoners. I don't think you go bragging about it because then his friends come over and then you're going to get killed by other prisoners.
See this trailer house?
Yeah, I got this pretty awesome place here. I got a toy hauler for turning in a couple bad guys. But if I saw him, I'd definitely do it. But, what does that mean leads to their arrest? That's kind of an ambiguous thing. So I'm like, hey, I think I see these guys at the QT, and it's them.
Sorry, you weren't the first one in.
Right. All they have to do is say, we got a couple of calls on that. So do I get anything? No, you were the third guy. I don't think they ever pay out. But Brian's down there looking. Spangler's down there looking for the bad guys. So you've invited it. Because yesterday they had that.
With a car with a banner on it that says free rides on the side of it.
Free rides for guys in orange shirts. Orange shirt free ride day. Anywhere you want to go. No cost. It's prison Uber. But they had the two guys from the law enforcement, was it yesterday or the day before, that went on TV and basically said, all right, here's the deal. We think they're right around here. We're not real sure. We think they're being housed by somebody. So this is where they are. $70,000 if you find them for us. And we think they're in this little circle. Don't pick them up. Doesn't that encourage people to go into that little radius where they start looking around?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're bringing people to those guys. How about this? One of the guys' name is David Harmon, and we know that because we have a salesperson here named David Haar. And my butthole tightened up when I saw it on the news. Said, we're looking for a man named David Harmon. Harmon, the guy I work with, and he's sketchy. So I'm thinking maybe Haar's got a couple of assaults in his history.
He changed his name.
Well, I've been to a ball game with Haar when he's been drinking, and he'll fight you.
Oh, damn.
It was a while ago.
Stories start coming out.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those. You get a couple of them, one of those spiced rum and cokes.
I can tell you a couple of things.
Turns into a sorority girl. Starts yelling about Mexicans crossing the border. And I'm like, you're going to get us all killed.
I've seen some things you'd...
I live in a world of... Hey, Haar, we're just at Dodgers White Sox spring training.
Go Doyers.
I'm like, uh-oh. Haar got drunk and started yelling at a Mexican family the first day I met him. It was pretty funny. Because they were eyeballing him because he was being really loud. And he goes, what are you looking at? Aww. The guy's like, I don't know. And he goes, go do yours. And I'm like, oh, Haar. No, Haar, shut the up. I'm not fighting this family with you. In fact, I'm turning. I'm going to fight with them. Is this Elliot last night?
This is Elliot.
You have him already, Toledo?
The audio isn't great.
Ah,
nuts. Spanish word meaning aged, often applied to aged.
This is what it sounds like when you get probed.
We're looking for Añejo.
Here you go.
Brian? New to the OED for 800.
That's Brian.
This type of medallion, bearing the image of a saint, worn by Christians.
Saint Christopher.
Protection. Elliot.
What is an icon?
No.
No, you can't get it off of that.
That's
the next question. Oh.
It's a Saint Christopher medallion. Brian, World Capital Rivers for
that. Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, for Christ's sake. It's terrible audio, that's why. Well, if it sounds like I'm getting probed on the spaceship with that thing. Thanks for nothing. You can't prove that. It sounds like it's affected as it is. But
listening
through
a PVC pipe.
The nerdiest thing ever. Anyway, well, don't go looking for those people, and stay out of Florence. At all costs, stay out of Florence. If you live in
Florence,
get out of Florence. What are you doing? The only reason to go to Florence is if you work at the prison. Or you're a prisoner. That's it.
Or the food truck.
Yeah, but that's mobile.
Right, it can leave Florence every day, and should.
And sure, I'm sure it does.
Somebody's got to feed the guards. I get it. But you know what you should do? Pack your lunch and then keep Kelly and Justin's.
Timber, yeah.
I don't know what it is. Their food
Little
truck.
Sweet's barbecue.
Yeah.
Little sweet, like the Dr. Pepper. Little sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because that's Justin Guarini, Kelly and Justin. He'll get it. He'll follow along. Get on the bouncing ball. You'll get there. You got to ask questions. Was it that good? Got to explain it, Chief. It wasn't that strong. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know, but don't pick up hitchhikers in rainy days.
John, don't go through the reservation. A lot of hitchhikers there. My mama always stops and picks them up. She's crazy though. She feels bad for them.
What reservation are we talking about? Like Gila off the 101? That's the only reservation I'm ever on. What reservation am I cruising through? Ever?
You're not going up to Moab.
When am I ever just when I shoot up west of Flagstaff a couple hundred miles and just drive around? What am I doing?
On your way to Florence, you go through reservation.
You do?
Yeah, you can.
Well, then reason
you can?
87.
Then you also can't.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what?
You can go.
You also can't because I'm not going to Florence ever. Yeah. So no, the only way I'll go through that reservation, I'm usually shackled to a bus seat because I'm going to prison. That's the only way I'm going to Florence. No, thank you.
John, I drive a water truck out here. I'm checking my tanks right now. Who knows what crawled in there overnight?
Hey, let me ask you this. What are you doing today? We don't need you today. You got the day off. What, are we keeping dust down now? We had a flood yesterday. I hate to break it to you, but you're useless to us, water truck driver. Unless it's to, like, go into inner cities and feed kids to drink. But all they need, they got puddles everywhere now. Water truck driver is not. Maybe he's a Sparklets driver or something.
Oh, there you
like
go.
That
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of water.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the dude that tells
you that. I was thinking, yeah.
You don't need you at all. You're just going to get stuck. Water truck driver must be the guy.
John, there's a winery in Florence.
Yeah, we've heard about it. The Windmill Winery. Brett just looked it up. And again, it's Jankum. Did you go to that?
Yeah,
that's where the wedding was?
Yeah.
Ugh. I'll tell you what the wine is in Florence. It's stomped feces and fermenting human waste that sits on the prison windowsills, and then the sun cooks it, and the alcohol rises out, and they drink that. It's called Jankum. Windmill Jankum is available.
Have we ever asked Jay about Jankum?
I don't know if the girls do it.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they're girls.
Jankum's a real thing?
Jankum's a real thing.
It is?
You oh, take, yeah. 100%.
Oh, your waste, and you sit it in a mason jar or something, and you place it on the, and it ferments into alcohol. You heard me. And they get drunk on their
You've
own.
You've never made it?
No.
No.
If your mom made it, would it be good?
That's one thing I can say that no.
Mama made
Best
it.
Best Jankum ever.
Would it be
one
good?
Caveat.
Throw a little love into it. Man, maybe, but.
I'm making you the Jankum, boy. It is from Mama. You know, this is her waste. And how bad could it be? It's her cooking that comes out the other end.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look up Jankum. It's a real thing. And it's. But. I watched it on that 30 Days In. They had some variant of Jankum that they were doing. Those, you know, those people that volunteer to go to jail for 30 days for TV? And the one guy had some homemade wine, and he was asking what it was made of, and the prisoner, the real prisoner, like, you don't want to know. And they're doing something with it, and they're kind of hiding. And then they put up a little thing on the bottom of the screen that said, this is what they make it out. I'm like, oh.
Nicholas says, John, maybe I missed it, but have you asked Brady about what the taxes are on reward money?
That's a great question. Is it tax-free?
That is a great question. I don't know.
Well, H&R Chunk's going to look
on,
into that
on.
For you.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, the fantasy killer of H&R Chunk's taxes will be all over that. I do have to say this. There is a story that yesterday happened. That made, I haven't felt this type of joy and happiness in years. And I mean that, like years and years. I don't know this person's name. I have no clue who this is. But I asked for somebody to step up and be like angelic, superhuman, and just be the person that all of us wish we could be on Friday because I got to visit Pearl the dog Thursday. And Pearl's story, even Tripp came in and goes, man, that story about that dog you told was brutal. So yesterday I get a call, or actually Larry got a call while we were on the air about a guy who was up there in North Phoenix, Bell area, 16th, 20th Street in Bell, and he'd seen a dog that was bleeding and hiding. And he calls me for some reason and says, I've called other places and nobody can get to it. So I get on the phone, and we get Bretta from the Humane Society all over this thing, and she gets people involved. Dog gets taken care of. Gets picked up, which is great because it was hours of what's going to happen. They were afraid to approach it. it was bleeding. It was a bigger dog. And I'm like, I don't want it to attack, but we've got it to where we're sitting. He can't go anywhere. So we get that. And I'm like, that's a good, nice story. And then later in the day, I had talked about, well, earlier the week, I had talked about Pearl over at Lost Her Home Pet Rescue. Pearl is a 13-and-a-half-year-old pit mix something whose family just said, well, that's enough of this. She's perfectly healthy.
Assholes.
Yeah, exactly. And they dropped her off at the thing and said, we just can't take care of her in her old age. And so this is about 3.5 months ago. And so I'm talking to people at Lost Her Home. I'm like, does the family, like, come visit her? You know, if it's financial, they can't take care of it. Still got to be breaking somebody's heart.
Health.
Like, nope. Not. Are they taking care of her? Yeah. Can't do it financially. Nothing. So they dropped her off. And so we have every week I go do those videos and we put them up on our Facebook page for the pick of the litter. And Pearl was going to be a tough one. We're like, we got to do something about Pearl. We have to do something. So I did the whole, you know, heartfelt thing on Friday. Like, look, this is the story of Pearl. She needs somebody to take her in for her golden years. This is not going to be an easy out. Nobody, a dog or whatever, deserves to just be abandoned at any cost by, you know, and dogs don't have a choice, you know. They don't have a say. They just get dropped off and they're like, okay, I'm cool with this. When are you coming back? And then you don't, and it's awful. I don't know who this dude is. I don't know your name. I don't know what it is, but yesterday it came. It says, great news. After waiting for her forever family, Miss Pearl was adopted. We can't thank KUPD official enough for helping us out and this deserving, helping this deserving girl find a perfect family. She's a 13-and-a-half-year-old girl, so we were nervous she would spend the last days of her life, however long that may be, in a shelter, and no dog deserves that. So we knew we had to have an advocate for her. After losing his previous dog companion, Pearl's adopter knew he needed to give back to another senior pit. He headed down there, heard KUPD talking about Pearl, and came down and fell in love. He can't wait to spoil her with treats and cuddles for however long she lasts, which is unreal.
Yeah.
So this thing, yesterday I read this, and I see the picture of the dude. He looks like Adam Ray and Pearl. And Pearl is the sweetest animal I've been around. So to whoever this person is or whomever, unreal. You are truly that incredible human being that we were looking for Friday. And,
it worked out.
If you need help with anything, email me. Let me know, because this is the type of thing where the pay it forward goes back and forth. That's stepping up
pretty cool
to a level you can't imagine. Because I talked to people downstairs, Jen, downstairs has been looking for a dog. And I'm like, you could really do a great thing and take Pearl into your house. And she goes, yeah, but it's just going to introduce my kids to dying. And I'm like, is that such a bad thing? I mean, is it really such a terrible thing that your kids then understand that you did such a marvelous thing for something that needed you and it's not going to last long? And so I bring her to tears a couple of times for him, but she couldn't do it. She just couldn't bring herself to it. And it's a tough ask. It's a tough thing.
Well,
it's
the fact that this girl, it is. It's not, and, you know, people aren't bad if that doesn't fit for them.
Yeah, they are. Immediately horrible people because, yeah, you should be better than that. If you fit the criteria, you should have been better. And Jen Gardner knows that forever and ever. I hope she parks her car wrong and it teeters off into a canyon. You missed that parking lot.
She's got the first part of it.
Yeah, she's a terrible parker, so. Hopefully one of these times when she parks wrong, the left line
sinkhole
is right over a sinkhole and she goes deep into the earth. Because that is terrible. She's a nice person, but that she deserves to burn for ages. Eternity. If there is such a place, that would be nice. But this guy steps up huge. And I think I said it. I'm like, it's for somebody who just lost a dog and knows that, how much they give you and all they need is someone to be there for their last days. Because if you've ever put a dog down and you've ever been in the room, there's something comforting to them, I think, that everything that they're familiar with is surrounding them at that time. It's pretty amazing. So whoever this guy is, and looking at your picture, I'm going to call you Paulie D. He's got the slick hair. He looked a little nice. Jersey Shore. And because he's got the mask on, I couldn't tell. All I could see is the Paulie D here. You're my favorite person that's ever listened to this show. And I mean that top to bottom. You could be a douchebag. I don't care. You just washed away. You washed away tons of sins in your life. This redeems you in ways that you can't imagine. And I was beaming. And I'm not going to lie. I left a therapy yesterday and got the text from Megan first and then Amy, who goes with me and does those videos at Lost Her Home. And not just welled up, rolled right out of my eye. Just had the tear roll out. And I'm like, this is why we
it
do.
It worked.
This is why we do this. This is the reason I drive over there on Thursday and meet with those wonderful people at that shelter. And we do these videos, and we've housed a lot of animals. But this was it. This was what we're trying to do. And it was so cool. So I hope to meet that person someday. And that's even makes it more magical, is that I don't know this person. I can't even give you a name. I can't even pat him on the back, which is great. He may not want that. That's fine. But awesome. Flat awesome. So Pearl gets to go home, and
so this incredible. Texter says, Holmberg, what if you just outed this guy? Guy's just trying to do a good thing, man.
Yeah, well, his picture's on the internet.
Is that, well, there
you
go.
He's wearing a mask. He's in a remain.
You know, he's a Lone Ranger. I don't know. He's just in a mask. I didn't say his name. I didn't out anything. I'm just saying he's a wonderful human being. If he wants to stay anonymous,
that's
great.
He was okay with the picture going up.
Right. So yeah, hey, look, don't use my name. Fine. We didn't. It's not on there. He didn't say. But, yeah, what he needs to be just recognized by the very same people that told him about Pearl need to tip our caps back, because those are those moments when you do all that stupid stuff and you're like, am I wasting everybody's time? Is this working? I know a few people here. And then you have those moments like, I don't care. If it was just me and that guy, if this was all just meant to be me and that guy, and that's what this was it. So it meant a lot to a lot of people. And I thought it was just the coolest thing in the world. Because every time I told that story Friday, and every one of us is like, because we didn't know if Pearl could be around houses with other dogs, and all of us have dogs. I think everyone in this room would have been like, I'll do that. I would have done it had I not had my pack.
If there's space.
Pearl was going home to me that day. I even said it that, and I'm like, if I didn't have dogs, this dog, we wouldn't even be doing this video. She's coming home with me. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't know if she interacted with other dogs.
She'd lived her whole life without him.
Without him.
And the shelter, she seemed okay, but you didn't want to put her in the last thing you want to do is put her in a situation and realize she's not good with other dogs and then bring her back.
And one scrap could.
Well, right. And, you know, right. And then all of a sudden.
You never know on that age.
She's 13.
She's 13. Yeah. A scrap happens. She bites a kid. She does something. And then that's how her life goes. And that's not. And this is it. So, anonymous angel. Awesome. And it's very rare that I feel that kind of happiness. I'm one of those people that goes, that's great, and moves on. And I'm trying to be more appreciative of things that happen. This one overwhelmed me. So it was worth it. And we did a great thing yesterday. So very happy about Pearl.
Apparently his name is Robert.
Oh, we're figuring this out?
Yeah, but don't got a last name, but his name is Robert. Yeah, well, it's on our Facebook page. Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody said, so effing happy you got her, Robert.
Yeah,
you
know. That's great. Well, good. Well, then, Robert, whatever you are.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Awesome. And keep us up to date. I'd love to know more about how Pearl's story goes. And again, I'm right here behind you. If you need help with anything, if it gets weird or if there's some sort of I'll be standing right there. Just email me and we'll make something happen.
Our water truck driver has texted back in.
Yeah.
Hey, dickhead, I'm out here watering cattle and trying to get that reward. I've got one more truck to check in the trailer and then the Esser. Maybe I can be the next Guten Tag.
Yeah,
there are other water trucks.
I know. I just assumed you were. I immediately pictured the one that sprinkles out
the dust down.
There's sparklets and the dust ones. I didn't realize that water trucks were necessary to come out and
water the
cattle. Thought hoses watered cattle. I didn't realize you hired a guy for that. Seems superfluous. You seem excessive, sir. Your job could be usurped by a hose.
Those cows love sparklets.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, the sparklets got
that little tingle.
Sparklets man's here. Cows are getting excited.
We got bougie cattle now.
Yeah, exactly.
What, they got sparklets?
Only filtered water for the Wagyu. Anyway.
And another one says, guys, you don't drink the Jankum. You huff the fumes off of it. It gets you high.
No, you
so
don't.
So I've heard.
You don't.
So I've heard.
Here's what you don't do. Touch the Jankum.
Go new.
Guten Tag sent us a recipe, but it's not Jankum. There's no pee in it, though.
Oh,
she said.
Prison hooch?
Yeah, prison hooch. That's what she said. We call it hooch. It's not pee.
Filthy poop.
You got it, too. You got the recipe. It's in your email. No, there's no pee or poop in it.
That's not Jankum.
I'm making some tonight.
She says it's hooch.
There's two different things.
10 peeled oranges, 10 brown soft
apples.
What are you
getting oranges?
Yeah, what do you guys get? Citrus?
You get a hold of red. He can get you whatever you
want.
That's
true.
You know?
1 cup sugar in the raw. Again, what are we? Were you at a Starbucks
bougie,
now?
Yeah.
A yeast packet. Well, in female prison.
That one you got to get muled in.
You got tons of that over there. Cell block.
Yeah.
16-ounce cup of warm water or liquid.
Or pee.
About 98-degree water. 8 ounces of canned fruit cocktail. Where are you getting this stuff? And a packet of raisins.
The raisins are the
Maybe
key.
We should do a rainy day recipe with Guten Tag.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That might work.
Brady, why don't you bring in all those ingredients tomorrow? Yeah. We'll do that.
I think in the original Longest Yard, Paulie, the one that got electrocuted with the play.
He was drinking Jacob.
He had a rum raisin that he pulled out of the toilet, and they were all drinking out.
And then Andy Dufresne asked me for a rather strange order. He needed a bag of my feces and some peeled oranges.
Andy, no.
But I'm the man who could get things.
Is that why you miss your friend?
Andy, here's that bag of feces you asked for.
I'd do anything.
I guess I just miss my friend. He's down in Say Watanejo crapping in bags and making drinks.
Waiting for me to show up.
Yeah. And I'm here to provide the oranges. I miss my friend.
Red's just making bag upon bag of shakes. See Watanejo.
I crapped out 400 yards of the foulest filth you could ever imagine for the group of men who wanted to feel like men.
Yeah. Bottle of pop. Bottle of suds. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm in a phenomenal mood because of this new Robert friend, my new best friend. He doesn't even know me, named Robert, and he heard it Friday, and got Pearl this weekend, and it is just flat awesome. So over the moon on that one. That was a great great moment. And when Amy sent it to me, and Amy and I had that thing because she goes with me, and she loves dogs too, and we go down to that shelter, and she films the videos, and we meet the dogs, and we hang out, and so she's part of this as well. And I'm like, see, it's worth what we do every Thursday when we're slinking out of here at 10:30, 10:45 to shoot over there real quick and do these videos. It feels like, yeah, we're goofing around, and then this happens, and you're like, wow, we did something. Those are those moments where I always say, we don't do anything but tell you about it. That was the one where like this one. We pushed this one and it hit somebody right where it matters. So I want to meet this dog. We're gonna bring Pearl down here, Robert. We'll allow that guest in. COVID be damned. Although he does have that Jersey Shore hair, so I think he probably clubs a lot. So maybe
be dangerous.
You should, we'll double mask. We'll double mask for him and Pearl. But thanks, man. That's awesome. What do you got on the big board of musical treats today?
All right, on the Action Ride Shop big board. Again, all the skiing going on up north, if you can get up there. Hit up Action Ride Shop for all your snowboarding, skiing needs. And if you're just going to hit the trails, once the mud goes away.
Man.
They got some new switchblades in the Mojave color from Pivot over there, too.
That's
so
beautiful.
Check those out. Action Ride Shop on Facebook and at Action Ride Shop on Instagram. A lot of it having to do with our space conversation.
Ask me about my butt earlier.
Yeah, so Tool Stink Fist, Space Grass from Clutch. My name is Mud from Primus, Misfits, Mars Attacks, Butthole Surfers, who was in my room last night, and then Rob Zombie, Everybody's Effing in a UFO.
Yeah. Well, we just played Zombie, but I think we can double up on that.
I think
that one seems
that. That's
to be
appropriate for what we were talking about.
I don't know why that scares you guys so much. Well, I mean,
I'm afraid of E.T. Finger coming out.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's like 4 feet long.
But it's real skinny.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
He's not going all the way in.
That'd be like sticking a Slim Jim. No, I'm out. Nope.
What if it comes out your mouth and it's the best thing in the world?
What if?
It's not because it went through my ass.
Richard.
No,
what
it went through my ass.
You've had a couple dumps where you're like,
if
that's gay sex, that's not bad.
If it was a cereo finger, maybe.
What if you had a liver that again?
Honestly,
a liver tickler.
Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Sometimes you sat on the can and gone, that's awesome.
But I've never said, boy, I'd like to put that right back up in there.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm out. I'm out.
It's nothing to be repackaged.
Why not? What if it's better going back?
We're not regifting here. This is no. Ugh.
You're cheating yourself.
I know it's not.
You don't know it's not.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Plenty have tried.
Have you? Not plenty. I don't want to hear you speak of plenty argument. Have you?
No,
maybe
I have
you're
not.
Maybe you're
I
the only
not.
One with the magic button.
Well, I'll continue missing out
Ask
on that.
Ask any thing. Professional baseball player. They love the backdoor play when a lady goes back there. There's magic buttons back there. You don't
just
know.
Baseball players?
Yeah, they seem to have a thing about it. They do. They seem to have. Yeah, the baseball guys seem to have a thing. I don't know what it is. But every one of them I've talked to is like, well, I'm all into ass play.
Yeah, Ricky.
But that's the thing. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gator, Ricky.
It goes right in that back door. But the, yeah, there are plenty of people who like that. That's the whole thing, the funny part about the South Park shake weight. It has a button in the back she's supposed to finger.
Right.
You'd do it.
Nah.
Medea wants to play around back there. You're letting her. Come on. You've experimented. There's nothing wrong with that. And for a free space ride, everybody's got their price. You've already said it. A ride in Burt Reynolds' Trans Am. So what's the difference?
Is that gay?
Yeah, it's not. It's a ride in a Trans Am. It's the price to pay. It's Brady's barter
system.
But it's
the Bandit.
Right. What if it's the Bandit of space? What if all space aliens look like Burt Reynolds from the Bandit? And they came down in this cool Trans Am spacecraft. And then a big 18 and they're running Coors from Colorado to Belmac 5.
You might have something there. I don't know.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done.
Yeah, you're all fooling yourselves to think different. Some guy said, what if Elon Musk said he'd do it, get you in his spaceship? We have him here. I'm like, okay. Is it a free ride? Those things are like $250,000 ride.
Yeah, riding the dragon.
I get to ride in one of the SpaceX dragons with Bob and Doug. I'm in. Stupid. Gay. Because you're still afraid of gay. You've wiped too hard a couple of times. Ooh. Oh, 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 Lou. And then you sit in there for half an hour going, should I do that again? It's not so bad. It's only gay if you're like, mustache to mustache with, well, I'm talking to an Italian. I'll talk to you, baby. When you're mustache to mustache with a guy. Italians can't tell. Their ladies have mustaches, too.
Stop!
It's true. That's why you like them so much. You get all that gravy stuck to their face and then mustachio. Yeah, when you hug somebody and you got stubble on stubble, that's gay. Butt play, that can be done by straight people, too. In fact, we encourage butt play.
That's what they say.
Look, does it make you gay to want to do that to your girlfriend?
No.
Then what's the difference?
Well, if the alien has a set of cans on him.
What if he's got a set of cans and a crank?
No, I'm out.
You're Huffman.
No, crank.
Yeah, so if it's a female alien.
Yeah, but it's got a big wanger. It's a double down. We have a friend who got trapped in that situation. Oh, man. I think he finished the job, too. He's like, yeah, well, I'm halfway done anyway. Once you get to a certain point where you're like,
there's no turning back.
There's
just
I'm already here. I'm actually enjoying it.
When in Cicero.
Yeah. Okay, I was down in the South Side after a Sox game there. And by South Side, I mean Chula Vista. We was playing down in San Diego. You know. But he found out midway through, and he's like, wow, what are you going to do? At this point, the damage is done. So the tranny railed him. What are you going to do? I don't know if that happened or not.
It didn't finish. He didn't finish the job, much I know.
He didn't.
That's what he said.
Yeah. That's what I'd tell my friends, too.
Of course, of course. That's the rumor.
Because at that point, you're like, just turn the lights out. I don't want to see it. If it hits me, I'm gonna punch you. But it isn't, you know, there's just that fine line of what's gay, what's not gay. And rolling your lady over and saying, I'm doing this to you, is the same argument you've got about the space aliens saying, here's a free ride. I don't understand it.
No. It is. Because I can give a reach around and my lady doesn't have a crank. So that's not gay.
All right. Whatever.
All right, Johnny Cage.
And all you're getting out of that is a ride in a Ford. You get a pickup
truck. No, he's pretty sweet.
It's a nice ride, but I mean, is it worth all that? If it took off into space or like traveled like super speeds or goes down to the bottom of the ocean or Atlantis or something. You can take of all things, you love fish so much, and they find Atlantis, and they're like, free ride to Atlantis, but got to take a gander.
What's the name of that?
You could do
Deep Crack. That go down.
Oh, yeah, that's what they'll go into, your deep crack. I don't know what it's called, but you know what I mean. Like, they find Atlantis, and you're the first. You wouldn't do that. So afraid of gay, and it's really just your mind. It's being afraid of gay. But in your mind, you're not gay, so it doesn't matter.
Is it that I don't want anything to go up there? That means I'm afraid of gay.
What are you afraid of?
I don't want anyone probing.
Because?
That is an exit only.
Is that true of your wife?
Yeah.
Brady?
There's no space rides.
Yeah, but is it true of her? Is it an exit only for her in your mind?
Yes.
No, it's not. You've pushed in front of me. We were in Vegas and you were trying to talk her into it. That is not an exit only.
You're trying to talk him into space rides.
No,
sure.
Yeah, you want to give her a space ride. So all of a sudden, your exit only is all goes. It's a revolving door for her. Everybody's in and out. It's like the bottom of Trump Tower. I don't want to hear your argument.
I mean,
not connected only.
That's just I understand what the aliens want, but they ain't getting it.
But your argument's stupid. That's what I'm saying. So
I
go back to you saying, hey, it's exit only. That's the way I roll. Hey, Ronnie, why do we play entrance only? So your argument falls flat when you say nothing
it's research.
Should go up
I want to know what it's like to take a space ride.
It's being afraid of gay. That's what it is. But mental, gay is up here. It doesn't make you. You can't be made gay. It's the same thing as I'm trying to take it out of you. Then take one for the space ride.
Any other procedure? Other than that?
No. It's been well documented. Every Alabama hillbilly's gotten his ass just probed to see the most beautiful.
Why is it the probing?
I don't know. The aliens are weird that way.
Why would they go there? They always wind up with hillbillies.
Yeah. Just craving jankum.
Yeah, you'd think you'd pick a cleaner group.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think if you're going to monitor a planet, you're like, you don't want to take the people who barely wipe. You want
go through the belly button or something.
You want a guy like me who showers and cleans that thing constantly.
We could eat off of this one. Get him.
Find somebody who's not going to complain about it when you put me back. Yeah, they probed me. It was great. I enjoyed the bejesus out of the probing, and then I got to see new colors. It was pretty great. Anyway, everybody says different is just afraid. And anybody with the excuse of mine's exit only,
the ones that got probed, they don't remember. They only remember the probing.
Yeah, they never come back with the story.
Yeah,
because it never happened.
Your ride is a flash.
You don't know that. According to your ears, that only heard the probing.
Talk about they went to this other planet.
Sure, they do.
Had a party.
Absolutely. They describe what they saw, and they give great details of the aliens, and then they talk about. But all your gay ears heard was probing.
Before the probing.
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm not listening to this anymore. That's an exit only, Ronnie. And anybody who tells you different, except me, is lying. Now roll over and let's give this a run. Everything smells like cherries.
Three aliens standing over me, describing
why so many? Yeah.
Oh, that's what the story.
Yeah.
And then probed, and that's all I remember.
We went into space. That's all you remember of the story because you can't get past that. There are great stories of those aliens going place to place. We went and met their people, and they gave me this chip that I put in my mouth so I could understand their language and all that stuff.
Oh, I've never heard this.
Oh, yeah, because you stopped listening to probing because you're a homophobe.
Yeah, right. I'm out.
You're a Galian homophobe.
A Galian.
Exit only. Your argument is bullshit. I don't want anything going
exit
up there.
Exit only.
I watched
unless
you in the bar. Yeah, I watched you in the bar in Las Vegas at the Aria with Ronnie.
Yeah, give a little run on that, dealer.
And I told Ronnie, I'm like,
stinking aliens,
you should give
over
this a try. And she goes, we've tried it. And I'm like, have we now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Exit only. And she goes, it's nothing. Her words were, it's nothing to write home about. I'm like, well, that's sex with Brady. Tell me about the anal. And then she started laughing. And I looked at you, and you were red as a tomato.
Oh, jeez Louise. She's drunk.
And she was. And then we made jokes the entire dinner because her eye went south. She got lazy eyes. She got so drunk, one of her eyes disappeared. And I'm like, "This is a backdoor doing right here. You've got
nice.
You got a free dead horse ride.
Come on, let's get back to the room."
About 4 in the afternoon, those two disappeared back to the room.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, I'm sure it failed out. She was too drunk to walk. She got drunk quick and often. It was heavy. But there was a lot of butt talk at the lunch, and we were teasing because that's what the conversation was. Because it was nothing to write home about, which is a great line about anal with Brady. I'm going to get you a new T-shirt. It's got your old logo for the sauce. Butt sex. Nothing to write home about. And I'm going to spell the butt with one T.
But sex.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.